Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Hennepin County Property Search Tool gives MN agents tax and assessment data. Hennepin County offers a public property database where users can search property tax payment records and assessment values. Real estate professionals in MN need reliable tax and assessment data to advise clients on property valuations, investment decisions, and transaction negotiations. Bookmark 8pros. /www.hennepin.us/en/resident/property/property-information-search for quick access to Hennepin County property tax and assessment records. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. MN Real Estate Pros: How Commissions Work and Who Pays. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, usually as a percentage of a home sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps Minnesota agents clearly communicate their value to buyers and sellers in local transactions. Review the full breakdown at Bankrate to refine how you discuss fees with MN clients. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines: What Minnesotans Pay in Real Estate Commission and How Pros Can Guide Sellers. A new breakdown reveals the average Minnesota real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps MN agents position their value and advise sellers on retaining more proceeds. Review the rate data and seller tips at the link to sharpen your listing conversations. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. St. Paul launches Pauley online system for construction permits and inspections. The City of St. Paul has introduced Pauley, a new secure online platform for managing permits, licenses, inspections, and complaints. Real estate professionals in MN who develop, renovate, or transact properties in St. Paul can streamline compliance and reduce project delays through this centralized digital system. Review the new Pauley platform at the city portal to familiarize yourself with permit and inspection workflows. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Ramsey County Assessor, key resource for MN property valuation data. The Ramsey County Assessor's Office estimates market value, determines property classification, and maintains field records for all real and taxable personal property in the county. Accurate and equitable valuations from the assessor directly impact property tax liabilities, comparable sales analysis, and client advisory for MN real estate professionals working in Ramsey County. Bookmark the assessor's portal to verify current classifications and market values before transactions. /www.us/yourgovernment/departments/information-and-public-records/county-assessor. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. MN licensed assessor lists updated weekly for real estate pros. The Minnesota Department of Revenue refreshes its list of currently licensed assessors every Friday afternoon during the fiscal year. Real estate professionals rely on accurate, up-to-date assessor licensing status to ensure property valuations and transactions involve properly credentialed officials. Bookmark https://revenue.state.mn.us/currently-licensed-assessors to verify assessor credentials before Friday deadlines. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Anoka County launches online property search tool for MN real estate pros. Anoka County, Minnesota has made its property records searchable through a new public web portal. MN real estate professionals can quickly access property ownership, valuation, and tax data to streamline transactions and due diligence in Anoka County. Bookmark hprpublicweb.code/anoka.mn.us for fast Anoka County property lookups. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment, 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.